Bears Schedule Release is brought to you by Vivid Seats.
We're here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, and it's Schedule Release Day. Larry, I love this day.
It's a very exciting day. We already know where the Bears are going to play and who they're going to play. Now we find out when.
So let's take a look at the first half of the season. What stands out to you?
A couple things stand out. First off, the Bears start on the road for the first time since 2009. But the big thing to me, Lauren, is that the Bears play 4 out of the 8 games at night. And I know a lot of people were speculating that they may not have a lot of primetime games. They finished 6-10 in last place for the second straight year last year. But it says to me a couple things. It says that the NFL believes the Bears are going to be better this year. They're on their ascending team. And also, obviously, Chicago is a huge television market that brings a lot of viewers. But it is going to be exciting because, like I said, 4 games at night doesn't mean a lot of sleep for us, but it's going to be exciting for the fans to watch those primetime games.
That's true. And I like the fact that there's 8 games in the first half. Nice bye week. 8 games in the second half.
It's very, very symmetrical.
Yes.
How do you not like that? It seems like it's been like that quite a lot for the Bears. A couple things stand out in the second half of the season to me. And one is that they're going to be very well rested when they start the second half of the season, obviously, because of the bye. They go into their only back-to-back road games of the entire season when they play at Tampa and at New York. But then 4 out of 5 at home. And we all know how poorly the Bears performed at Soldier Field last year. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a main focus this year about turning that around. And what better time to do it than later in the season like that when you have a bunch of games at Soldier Field, including 3 in December.
Fans will be bundled up for those ones.
Absolutely. So we both will as well. But it's always exciting to be at Soldier Field. And I know the Bears are determined to improve that record. And they know that they're not going to be able to contend for the playoffs unless they do.
Absolutely. So let's go back to the opener, Brock Osweiler and the Texans.
It's very interesting to me that the Bears get to welcome Brock Osweiler to Houston after he signed that big contract.
Yep.
He performed pretty well against them when he was with the Broncos last season. It's going to be unusual to start on the road. The Bears haven't done so since 2009, Jay Cutler's first game as a Bear when they played in Green Bay. It's usually opening at home, but it will be interesting to go down to Houston. And for all the fans out there, the Chicago Cubs are in Houston that weekend too. So it would be a nice little road trip for everybody to go see the Cubs and the Bears.
Of course, you've already planned that out.
Of course I have.
But home opener, Monday Night Football against the Eagles.
That is going to be very exciting. Yes, the Eagles with a new head coach, Chip Kelly, is gone. It's the first time the Bears have played their home opener at night, Monday Night Football, since 2003 when they reopened Soldier Field against the Green Bay Packers. The green will be the same. Hopefully it'll be a different outcome than it was in 2003, but it will be exciting to do that. And then the next week, they play another back-to-back night games. You're talking about the Bears going down to Jerry World. The Bears are 2-0 in that gigantic stadium. Jay Cutler in those 2 games, Lauren, has thrown 5 touchdown passes and no interceptions. The Bears won down there in 2010 and 2012. Hopefully they can make it 3 in a row.
So you talk about all these night games. I mean, Green Bay Packers, Thursday Night Football, that's one of them.
You know, it seems like every year the Bears play in Green Bay at night. And in fact, this is going to be the 6th straight year. And I think what the NFL is saying, we love putting the 2 longtime rivals there, but why is it always in Green Bay, Lauren? I'm not sure. I think they're trying to put us at a little disadvantage.
Maybe, but it's worked out. I mean, look at last year at Thanksgiving. Love that one.
It absolutely. The Bears have ruined the plans of the schedule makers because you're right. 2 out of the last 3 years, the Bears went down there and went up there, I should say, and won the game. We all remember what Shea McClellan did, knocking Aaron Rodgers out of the game a couple years ago. And then last year, the incredible Thanksgiving night game where the Bears shut down Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Tracy Porter had a great game, a career game. He broke up 4 passes, had an interception. So if the Bears can perform like that on the big stage in Green Bay for their 2nd straight year on Thursday night, it'll be very exciting.
Awesome. And then you got to love the next week. That's a Halloween Monday Night Football game. I want to see a lot of good costumes
at
Soldier Field.
That is going to be more interesting to watch the stands, maybe,
yes,
than even on the field, because I know Chicago fans will step up and dress in some wild costumes. That's right before the election, too, I think. So there's going to be a lot of political costumes and a lot of fun that night. Hopefully the Bears will win. I talked about improving at home. They also have to improve against the NFC North. They only won 1 division game last year. That has to change for them to contend this year.
And the last 2 games are also holidays. We mentioned Halloween, but
right,
Christmas Eve and then at Minnesota on New Year's Day.
The interesting thing is no Thanksgiving this year.
Right.
After the last 2 years on Thanksgiving. But you're right, there's 3 holidays, basically Halloween, New Year's Day, and Christmas Eve. And just happy that we're home on Christmas Eve, but it seems like the Bears have played four. This will be the fourth time they play on New Year's Day. All four have been at Minnesota, so it'll be interesting to go up there. But the difference this year, and I talked to one of the players today, and he's very happy that it won't be 4 degrees at kickoff. It might be four That's degrees right. outside, but the Vikings are opening this brand new stadium. It'll be exciting to go up there and take a look at it. We drove by last year. It looks very futuristic, very cool, but it will be a nice probably 65 or 70 degrees indoors in Minnesota, and that's going to be fun to cover that, and hopefully that's going to be a lot on the line for that game with the division.
All right, very exciting. Now, you and I are going to be sitting here in a couple weeks, right?
Absolutely. It's a draft show that people should not miss if they want to know about the Bears.
All right, make sure you tune into that at chicagobears.com.
Bears schedule release is brought to you by Vivid Seats.